Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
It's a Wednesday afternoon. Time to check the weather forecast. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is on the phone line. Drew, why don't you take us through the forecast here in our part of the world? It's sunshiny at the moment, but I guess that's going to fade away fairly quickly.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year. We've got a little bit of disturbance coming into the area from the northwest. This is one of those infamous little Alberta clippers that's going to be pushing its way across the upper Midwest the rest of this afternoon. We have seen snow and breezy conditions already develop across the portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota. As we go through the next 24 hours, this will race right on into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll likely see most of the snow, though, confined to the northern portions of the region. This would include Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Michigan, and northern Illinois and parts of Iowa will get certainly a little bit of snowfall from this, but it's not going to accumulate in a significant manner. The wind will likely pick up as the cold air comes into the region. This will be mostly an event that occurs tomorrow. And we'll look at the wind speeds, maybe sustained at 15 to 25 miles per hour, and maybe some gusts getting up close to maybe 30 miles per hour in a couple of spots in the western Corn Belt in particular. Eventually, we'll get the winds in the eastern areas as well, but that'll be more tomorrow night into Friday. It'll be cold. That's the main thing. Temperatures are going to be turning a lot colder across the region, and we'll likely see sub-zero readings again in the upper parts of the region, while most of the heart of the eastern Midwest and the central areas, too, for that matter, we'll probably see low temperatures bottom out in the positive single-digit readings and teens as we move into the weekend, maybe Friday morning in the northwest, but in the heart of the region, probably Saturday, and maybe Sunday morning we'll see lows mostly in the teens and some 20s.
Well, it's a little bit cold, but by the time we get to Monday, we start to warm up, at least in our part of the world.
That's right. That's right. It's that time of year we do swing that pendulum back and forth, and that's what makes it all so interesting, I guess. But we will be seeing the temperatures in the afternoons early next week getting back into the 40s and 50s across a fair amount of the lower parts of the Midwest. Still a little nippy in the north, though.
Your assessment of South America at the moment?
Well, you know, it still looks very good. I've tried to make everyone aware of the fact that no matter how you try to ruin the crop in Brazil, there's no way we're going to do that. It was pretty wet there for a while, but it just wasn't wet enough. The farmers there, like here in the Midwest, are extremely efficient in their field work, and they have managed to keep up with the harvesting even while it was raining. The forecast is now for a lot less rain, so the field work will actually become a lot more aggressive in the heart of the production region. And those areas that were trending a little dry in the far southwest are going to get timely rainfall, so it's still a very large crop coming out of Brazil. And, of course, Argentina still is struggling with dryness, and they've lost some yield potential this year. They're going to continue struggling for a while longer.
All right. Anything else to add across the planet that we need to check in on before I let you go?
Well, I think the main thing is hard red winter wheat country. You know, it's been very dry there, along with the western Corn Belt, for an extended period of time. As we move forward into March, I think we'll start seeing better rainfall potential in both areas. A fix-all to the drought is probably not going to occur, but at least a step in the right direction.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and wraps us up on this Wednesday afternoon for the Closing Market Report. You have a great day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.